You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Well, I didn't tell y'all that I have given my wife a little bit of a break from picking on her, joking around with her a lot during the move. Because like I said earlier, I mean, she handles, I don't know where I would be if she didn't handle all the stuff that she handles.
Well, you wouldn't be there.
I wouldn't be. I don't think I'd be anywhere, obviously. But so I've stopped picking on her a little bit, but I did joke on her about something, and then I finally just had to back off because and I think this is all women. If the husband has a decent amount of clothes or anything for that matter, the wife is always there to tell the husband he doesn't need something. Yeah. You know, you don't need all the that, or why do we have so many of these? We don't need all of those. Get rid of some of the, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So as we're cleaning out, cause this is a much smaller place than the house we just built and moved out of. So she has tons of two things, clothes and shoes. And so I've been telling you got more clothes. You've even got clothes in that closet that we've got to move in. You got to get rid of some. There is no way you're wearing all these clothes. You got to get rid of a lot of these. You can get rid of most of these clothes.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I've already gotten rid of them. I said, you don't wear the, you know, and I'm just going on. I'm trying to prove the point.
Yeah.
You know, and so even when she would say, is this another box of your clothes? I go, well, you're the one who needs to get rid of clothes. She goes, I am a woman. You're a man. You don't need all these clothes. You got way more clothes than you need. And I don't have the clothes that I used to have because once I got fat, I just kind of like, I'm not buying much clothes. It doesn't matter.
Stop caring.
It doesn't matter what the clothes look like, you know, as long as a great big fat person in the clothes. But I do have a bunch of junk clothes now. They're just cheap ass stuff that I've just bought just to have a variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I wear mostly t-shirts. Even in the winter, I'll wear t-shirts a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got rid of a bunch of mine before we moved. I cleaned out my closet and so I had to stop picking on her about that. But it's just like every time I look, there's another box of something that she's trying to find storage space for that's hers.
Yeah.
And she keeps her shoes in the original boxes. Mm-hmm. So it takes up even more room for a lot of her shoes because they're still in the boxes.
Yeah.
How many pairs of shoes would you estimate?
Oh.
Too many.
100?
Yeah.
Or 100 pairs of shoes?
I get it.
Yeah, tennis shoes, really like those Adidas shoes that women are wearing now, but they're every color.
Yeah.
You know, every color from solid white to white with black stripes to green stripes to red stripe. I mean, just as just an example of one group of shoes.
You have to match your outfit. Mm-hmm. What would you have us do?
Yeah. And then she's got dressy shoes and semi-dressy shoes and boots. And, you know, it's just on and on and on and on.
And the boots take up so much room.
Yeah. And you leave them in the boxes because it keeps them from getting dust on them and stuff. Is that right?
I mean, it, depending on your closet, but yeah, I have a lot in boxes just to keep them fresh. Yeah.
So, but that tells me that you're not wearing them enough.
I don't. I'll be the first one to tell you there are shoes in there I haven't worn in years, mm-hmm. but just in case.
Yeah, but with a man, they always say, if you've got some if you're looking through your clothing and you haven't worn it in a year, get rid of it.
Oh,
women don't go by that.
No, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nope.
I am totally shocked. I'm gobsmacked by 100 pairs of shoes inside their boxes. Like, I can't even picture.
Well, they're not all in the boxes. Yeah. A lot of them are in the boxes. And then some of them are, I've never even seen that. I mean, our other house was big. Not as big as the one that Lindsay calls our bougie house from years ago, but still it was a good sized house. Let's see. It was 5 bedrooms, I think. And she had some of her clothes in every closet in that house, and ways of storing things that I'd never, like, there's this big, these big plastic things that, like, they're flat and you put stuff in them and then zip around it. And then they kind of fold in the middle with a handle. Like, she's putting shoes and things like that in those and putting them under beds and, you know, just any way to get them stored and, you know, seasonal and all of that. So in my closet at the other house, I didn't have to do, you know, seasonal things. They would just all hang at one time, and I would go from this area to that area, depending on whether I wanted warm or cool clothes. Now I'm going to have to store them away in, you know, all right, time to get the winter clothes out. Which is hard, though, because I wear t-shirts even in the winter.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got a seasonal wardrobe. You got to move it around. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay, do you have clothes in other closets other than your own?
Oh, yeah. I have another closet in my bedroom.
Okay.
So, you know, when I did the show in my closet, I made that a closet. That was like a sitting room. I don't know what that even is. So I got a company to come in and do, you know, make it a closet. But I have another just normal, regular closet in there, too.
Okay.
There's a lot of closets, random. And then Kyle's got a big closet too. And another small closet. There's like 5 closets.
Yeah. But he needs a lot of clothes though. Cause I mean, he's a businessman and he's, you know, he's got to have suits and golf clothes.
Yeah. Golf clothes mainly, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True.
But now all my clothes are too big, pretty much. And so
that's such a good thing, though, to have a good problem.
Good problem. Exactly.
Because I have a fat side and a skinny side to my closet.
Yeah.
So it's always like a toss up. Which way am I going to go today? Which way am I going?
That outfit that you're wearing today, is that from the skinny side or the fat side?
This is the fat side. This is when I was pregnant. This is the fat side. But okay. I have like active wear in the middle that can go either way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I like to call like an elastic waistband, in the middle.
Yeah,
elastic only.
Yeah, so I have casual, dressy, and sexually active wear.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Eric Javits is the sponsor of Lindsay Look. Eric Javits is my go-to for summer hats, fall hats, shoes, and handbags. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 20%. You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.